今天早上我们 要来看一段经文，是约翰福音第三章。
This morning we're going to look at the passage John chapter 3.
这段经文记载了、主耶稣跟、一位法利赛人、他的名叫做尼哥底母的对话。
And this passage records a conversation between Jesus and a Pharisee named Nicodemus.
我只是用中文来、念，然后你们看英文的跟着一起看。
Well, just read it in Chinese and please follow along in English.
约翰福音第三章第一节，有一位法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神的同在，无人能行。”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的声音，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。”尼哥底母问他说：“怎能有这事呢？”耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在的告诉你们，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下乃就在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便恨光，必不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。但行真理的必来救光，要显明他行的是靠、神所行。我刚刚读过这段经文的上文。
And、I just、read the forward part of this passage.
那么特别是、我们看他的上文第二章第二十三节。
And if we look at the context before this,、in John chapter 2 verse 23.、
这节经文讲到，当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
Now, while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people saw the signs he was performing and believed in his name.
那主耶稣所行的神迹，使到不少的人信了他。
And because of the miracles that Jesus was doing, many people believed in him.
那么同时也引起一些人对他的好奇心。
And it brought out curiosity of many.
其中就是刚才我们所看那段经文的一个人，他的名字叫做尼哥底母。
And one was the person Nicodemus.
这段经文说，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣说：“拉比， 我们知道你是有神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神的同在，无人能行。
Now, there was a man of Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him.
那尼哥底母来找耶稣，他的目的就是想要知道更多关于耶稣所行的。
Nicodemus came to Jesus because he wants to find out more about what Jesus did.
那请注意这段经文有一个两个字，就是我们。
And please note the word we.
那我们说明不只是尼哥底母一个人。
We refers not just Nicodemus himself.
也包括其他的宗教领袖。
We also includes other religious leaders.
那看起来尼哥底母来找耶稣，他是代表这些宗教领袖来找耶稣。
And it appears that Nicodemus may have represented the religious leaders to come to Jesus.
那可能尼哥底母跟这些宗教领袖曾经看过耶稣所行的神迹。
Perhaps Nicodemus and the religious leaders have seen the miracles.
那因此他们好奇，想要知道耶稣到底是谁。
So they are curious as to who Jesus is.
所以尼哥底母来问耶稣，希望耶稣能够解决他们心中的疑问。
So Nicodemus came to Jesus hoping that Jesus would solve some of the questions in his heart.
他们想知道耶稣是否有真的有神同在。
They want to know whether Jesus truly have the presence of God.
那么使到他能够行这些神迹。
So he could do all these miracles.
那尼哥底母所问的问题没有得到一个直接的答案。
And Nicodemus' questions did not receive a direct answer.
那反而耶稣回答他说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
那如果你是尼哥底母的话，你的反应如何？
If you were Nicodemus, how would you respond to this?
尼哥底母来找耶稣，他想要知道耶稣为什么能够行这些神迹。
Nicodemus came to Jesus to find out why Jesus can do all these miracles.
那可是主耶稣却谈到一个比这个行神迹更重要的事情。
But Jesus speaks of something more important than miracles.
也就是关于这个重生。
And that is relating to being born again.
所以主耶稣说，人若不重生，就不能够见到神的国。
So Jesus said, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
那主耶稣所说的，使到尼哥底母感到非常的纳闷。
And Nicodemus was very confused with what Jesus said.
那到底主耶稣在说什么？
What is Jesus talking about?
所以尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
So Nicodemus answered, How can a man be born again when he is old? Nicodemus asked, Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born?
所以尼哥底母不明白主耶稣所说的。
So Nicodemus could not understand what Jesus said.
可能尼哥底母是一个年老的人。
Perhaps Nicodemus was older.
他说我这么老了，
He said, I am old.
怎么可能再次进去我的母腹再生出来？
How can I enter my mother's womb and be born again?
所以尼哥底母他想到的事情是一个很具体的一个东西。
So what Nicodemus is thinking about is very physical.
那耶稣所说的是属灵的事情。
But what Jesus is speaking of is spiritual.
所以到底什么是重生？
So what is being born again?
如果你曾经在七十年代的时候活在那个时代。
If you lived through the 70s.
你还如果你记得的话。
If you remember.
这个美国候选人总统候选人卡特。
Jimmy Carter.
他说他是一位重生的基督徒。
He said he was a born again Christian.
所以当时 我记得我在念大学，德州念大学。
At that time, I was in Texas, studying the university.
所以重生这个名词非常的流行。
So born again, that term is very popular.
所以不少的基督徒使用这个名词。
So many Christians use that term.
Are you a born again, Christian? 或者是你是否是一位重生的基督徒？
Are you a born again Christian?
所以回答尼哥底母的问题，那耶稣就说。
So in answer to Nicodemus' question, Jesus said.
他说我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again.
所以根据这段经文，耶稣说，如果一个人没有重生，就不能够进神的国。
And according to this passage, Jesus said that unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
他还说，如果一个人要得到重生的生命，必须是从圣灵生的。
And he said that in order for a person to be born again, he must be born of the Spirit.
那保罗在这个罗马书第八章第九节也说。
And Paul also says in Romans 8:9.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督了。
You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
那同时保罗在以弗所书第一章第十三节也这么说。
And Paul also says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
他说你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，也受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
一个生下来的婴孩，他的生命正是从这个父母亲来的。
A newborn baby, his life is from the parents.
那一个得到重生生命的人，他的生命是从神而来的。
And a born again individual, his life comes from God.
所以这个肉体的生命是来自父母亲。
So the life of the flesh comes from the parents.
那属灵的生命是来自这位神。
And the spiritual life comes from God.
如果你看这个约翰福音的话，
If you look at the book of John,
如果你去算的话，生命这两个字在约翰福音出现了36次。
And if you count the word life, it appears in the book of John 36 times.
约翰福音它的目的就是要人相信耶稣而得到这个永生的生命。
The goal of the gospel of John is so that people will believe in Jesus and have eternal life.
只有相信耶稣的人才能够得到这个永生的生命。
And it's only those who believe in Jesus can have eternal life.
所以约翰福音第一章第十二节到第十三节说。
So in John chapter 1 verses 12 and 13 says.
他说凡借待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。啊，这的人不是从血气生的，不是从情义生的，也不是从人义生的，乃是从神生的。
Yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God.
所以主耶稣的回答没有解决尼哥底母所问的问题。
So Jesus' answer did not resolve the question that Nicodemus had.
所以他始终不能够明白耶稣所说的。
So he continued could not understand what Jesus said.
所以在这节经文说，尼哥底母问他说，怎能有这事呢？
So this verse says, how can this be? Nicodemus asked.
那虽然尼哥底母不明白耶稣的回答，
Even though Nicodemus could not understand Jesus' answer,
那主耶稣没有把他放弃。
Jesus did not let him go.
他用了另外一个比喻来说明一个人如何能够得到重生的生命。
He used another example to show how a person can receive eternal life.
所以主耶稣在这里就引用啊，引用在旷野所发生的事情，也就是旧约圣经。
And here Jesus used the Old Testament, what happened in the wilderness.
所以他说，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life.
所以摩西在旷野举蛇跟耶稣被举起来有什么关系？
So what's the relationship of Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness and Jesus being lifted up?
所以摩西在旷野把这个蛇举起来，对于尼哥底母来说不是陌生的。
And Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness for Nicodemus was not foreign.
因为尼哥底母是一个法利赛人，所以他对旧约圣经非常的熟悉。
Because Nicodemus was a Pharisee, he was very familiar with the Old Testament.
那以色列人在旷野违背了神，得到神的惩罚。
And the Israelites were disobedient in the wilderness, and so they were punished.
那根据民数记21章第6节说，以是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。
So in Numbers 21 verse 6, then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people and many Israelites died.
那因为以色列人所犯的罪，使到他们被蛇咬死。
And because the sin of Israelites, many people were bitten and died from the snakes.
但是因着神的怜悯还有恩典，借着摩西，神预备了一条出路。
But because of God's grace and His mercy, He through Moses prepared a way out.
那神吩咐摩西制造一条蛇挂在这个杆子上。
And God commanded Moses to make a bronze snake and put it on a pole.
然后吩咐这些所有被蛇咬到的人。
And commanded all the people who were bitten.
往这个铜蛇看。
To look to the bronze snake.
那些往这个铜蛇看的人，他们都得到医治，而且生命得到保留。
And for everyone who looked at the bronze snake, they were healed and preserved.
所以这节经文说，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
So this verse says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
所以主耶稣在这里使用旧约圣经里的一个名义来说明人子好像在旷野里面被举起的蛇一样。
So Jesus used a metaphor from the Old Testament so that comparing the Son of Man being lifted up.
所以人子被举起来是什么意思？
So what does it mean for the Son of Man be lifted up?
如果我们要明白他的意思，我们必须要看约翰福音第12章32节到33节。
And if we are to understand its meaning, we must look at John chapter 12 verses 32 and 33.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人归我。耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样死说的。
But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die.
所以主耶稣被举起来是指他被钉在十字架上。
So Jesus being lifted up means him being nailed to the cross.
而主耶稣的死完成了神的救恩。
Jesus' death accomplished God's salvation.
啊，使到人归向神。
So that men can turn to God.
自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后，
Ever since the sin of Adam and Eve,
人必须要面对这个罪所带来的后果。
Men must receive the consequence of sin.
就如保罗在罗马书第六章第23节说，
Just as Paul says in Romans 6:23,
他说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以圣经说罪所带来的后果就是死亡。
So the Bible says that the wages of sin is death.
那从那个时候开始，人每一个人都必须要面对死亡。
And ever since that time, every man must face death.
每一个人都必须要面对这个生老病死的问题。
And everyone must face the issue of growing older and death.
那一个人生下来，他渐渐长大，然后呢，渐渐的衰老。
After a person is born, he continues to age.
然后最后必须要面对这个死亡。
And finally, must face death.
那圣经也告诉我们，人不只要面对这个肉身的死亡。
And Bible tells us not only men have to face the physical death.
然后圣经也说，不信耶稣的人要面对第二次的死。
And the Bible also says that those who do not believe must face the second death.
也就是神所要到神所预备那个地方叫做地狱。
And that is to be sent to the place that God has prepared, which is called hell.
那么但是主耶稣死在十字架上成为那个赎罪的羔羊。
But Jesus became the sacrificial lamb on the cross.
那洗清了我们的罪我们不必面对那个永恒的审判。
And he cleanses our sins so that we would not have to face eternal punishment.
那什么是那个神所预备那个审判
？And what is the judgment that God has prepared？
那么在启示录有说，我又看见一个白色的大宝座，已坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them.
然后我又看见死了的人无论大小都站在宝座前案件展开了并且另有一卷展开就是生命册死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的照他们所行的受审判。
And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books.
那然后在十五节又说若有人名字没有记在生命册上的他就被扔在火湖里。
And in verse 15, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
那个火湖也是代表地狱。
And the lake of fire represents hell.
那虽然如此
Even so.
那个在这段经文说因为神差他的儿子降世不是要定世人的罪乃是要叫世人因他得救信他的人不被定罪不信的人罪已经定了因为他不信神独生子的名
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world but to save the world through him Whoever believes in him is not condemned but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only son
所以那些在旷野被蛇咬到人当他们往这个铜蛇看的时候
So for those who were bitten in the wilderness by the snake if they looked at the bronze snake
他们得到医治
They were healed
同样的当人往这个十字架看的时候
Likewise when people look to the cross
并且相信神借着耶稣在十字架上所成就的
and believe what Jesus had accomplished on the cross
就得到医治
then they were healed
所有悔改相信耶稣的人不必面对这个罪带来的死亡
every person who repents and believes in Jesus do not have to face the consequences of the sin
那并且得到这个重生的生命或者这个永生的生命
and they receive the new life or eternal life
所以重生跟永生有什么关系
So what's the relationship between being born again and eternal life
所以主耶稣已经谈了这个永生这个重生
So Jesus speaks of the being born again
所以在约翰福音第三章十六节说一节很熟悉的经文
And in John 3:16 a very familiar verse
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们 叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
那这节经文说明一个相信耶稣的人得到永生的生命。
And this verse says that a person who believes in Jesus will have eternal life.
那永，什么是永生的生命？
What is eternal life?
那永生的生命是一个没有止境的生命。
Eternal life is one that never ends.
那永生的生命不受这个时间的限制。
And it's not limited by time.
也不受到这个自然老化过程的影响。
And it's not impacted by the natural decay.
当一个人接受耶稣成为他个人救主的时候，
When a person receives Jesus as personal savior,
永生就从那时候开始了。
Eternal life begins there.
一直持续到永恒。
And continues forever.
那根据圣经，永生有更深的一层这个含义。
And according to scripture, eternal life has a deeper meaning.
一个悔改相信耶稣的人，
A person who repents and believes in Jesus.
不仅他的灵魂得到拯救。
Not only is his spirit saved.
那么他身体也得到拯救。
His body is also saved.
那么所有悔改相信耶稣的人，圣经告诉我们，有一天将会从死里复活过来。
And the Bible tells us that everyone who believed in Jesus one day will resurrect again.
虽然这个身体有一天要面对死亡，
Even though our current body will face death.
但是有一天将会从死里复活过来。
But one day we will rise again from dead.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十五章很详细到谈到这个复活的身体。
So, Paul says, speaks of the resurrected body clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
那保罗说，这个复活的身体是一个不会朽坏的身体。
And he says that, the resurrected body is one that would not decay.
不受这个老化，过程的影响。
It's not impacted by aging.
保罗还说，这个复活的身体是神拣选的。
And it's chosen by God.
跟以前以往的身体有相关，
and it's related to our previous bodies.
但却是一个不同的身体。
But it's also different.
我们现在的身体就是这个身体啊，是一个属世的身体。
And our current body, this body is a worldly body.
那这个复活的身体呢，圣经说是属天的。
But the resurrected body is related to heaven.
那圣经也告诉我们，这个复活的身体好像主耶稣复活的身体一样。
And the Bible also tells us that our resurrected body is like Christ.
所以这节经文讲到，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
所以什么是初熟的果子？
So what is the first fruits?
初熟的果子就是说明耶稣是第一个复活的人。
And first fruits represents that Jesus is the first to be resurrected.
那他成为以后复活的人的一个模式。
He became the model of the subsequent people who will be resurrected.
所以在约翰一书第三章第二节说，
So in 1 John chapter 3 verse 2 it says,
他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Difference, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
那么到底这个复活的身体是怎么样的？
So what is a resurrected body like?
那么当耶稣基督复活之后，他向门徒显现。
After Jesus rose again, he appeared to his disciples.
如果你看圣经的话，当时门徒感到很害怕。
If you look at scripture, the disciples were afraid.
他们以为看到的是鬼。
They thought that they were seeing ghosts.
那我们中国人也有这个观念。
And many Chinese have this concept.
那人死了成为鬼。
After people die, they become ghosts.
有没有听过人说，有亲人死了，然后晚上看到他回家？
Have you ever heard of people whose relatives died, but at night they see them?
所以当时的门徒也有这个观念。
And at that time, the disciples had such concept.
因为耶稣已经被钉死在十字架上。
Because Jesus was already nailed to the cross.
怎么再看到耶稣呢？
How could they see him again?
所以他们当时还以为看到鬼。
So at that time, they thought they saw ghosts.
所以根据圣经的记载，耶稣就对他们说，你们看我的手我的脚就知道实在是我了，还叫他们摸我看看，耶稣说，魂是无骨无肉，你们看我是有的。
Jesus told his disciples, look at my hands and my feet, it is I myself, touch me and see, a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have.
只有一个具体的身体是可以看得到摸得到的。
Only a physical body which can be seen and touched.
如果是魂的话是看不到摸不到的。
If it's just a ghost, you cannot see it or touch it.
所以当时的门徒不敢相信他们眼睛所看到。
So at that time, the disciples did not want to believe what they saw.
所以可能你跟我在那个时候看到也不敢相信。
Perhaps you and I, if we saw him, we would not want to believe.
所以圣经所说的这个复活的身体是看得到摸得到的。
So the resurrected body that scripture talks about is one that which could be seen and touched.
就好像今天早上我看到你们每一个人。
Just like this morning I see every one of you.
为什么？因为你们有一个身体。
Why? Because you all have bodies.
如果你们都是鬼魂的话，我就看不见你们了。
If you're all ghosts, I can't see you.
所以圣经告诉我们，这个复活的身体是一个具体的身体。
So the Bible tells us that the resurrected body is a physical body.
那圣经还告诉我们，这个身体不只是看得见、摸得到。
And not only can you see it and touch it.
是一个不会朽坏的身体。
It's also one that would not decay.
也是一个荣耀的身体。
And it's a glorious body.
所以在腓立比书第三章二十节、二十一节，保罗说。
And Philippians chapter 3 verses 28 to 21, Paul says.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归附自己的大能，将我们这个卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. So the resurrected body not only is one that would not decay,
也是一个荣耀的身体,
but it's also a glorious body.
那荣耀的身体又是一个怎么样的身体?
And what is a glorious body?
我们在马太福音第十七章有谈到这个登山变相的事情。
And in Matthew 17, it speaks of the transfiguration.
然后当时主耶稣带着彼得跟约翰到山上去。
And Jesus brought Peter and John to the mountain.
然后在十七章第二节，这时候就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
And Jesus before them transfigured and became bright as light.
所以这个登山变相的事情，也就是说明这些彼得跟约翰哦，他看到主耶稣这个荣耀的身体的异观。
And Peter and John saw the future glorious body.
好像 preview 一样，就是将来这个荣耀身体就是这样的。
And they got a preview of it.
所以主耶稣复活之后的身体还没有成为荣耀的身体。
And Jesus' resurrected body had not become the glorious body.
但是当他升天之后，这个身体就成为一个荣耀的身体了。
But after his ascension, then his body became a glorious body.
所以主耶稣对尼哥底母说，
So Jesus told Nicodemus,
如果人不重生，就不能够进这个神的国。
Unless a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
如果一个人没有重生的生命，他就没有这个永生的生命。
If a man does not have the born again, was not born again, he will not have eternal life.
那所谓这个永生的生命，就是这个复活的生命。
And eternal life is resurrected life.
所以每一个悔改相信耶稣的人。
So every person who repent and believe in Jesus.
那有一天就是耶稣再来的时候。
One day when Jesus comes again.
啊，将会从死里复活过来。
He will rise again from the dead.
那得到这个复活的身体。
And receive the resurrected body.
如果当中你还没有得到这个重生的生命。
If you have not received the born again life.
那我盼望你思考今天主耶稣所说的。
I hope that you reflect on what Jesus said. Let's quiet our hearts before God and meditate on today's message.
让我们在神的面前思想我们是否有这个重生的生命。
Let's come before God and reflect whether we have this eternal life.
只有有这个重生的生命才有这个永生的生命。
It's only when we're born again that we have eternal life.
这个永生的生命就是这个复活的生命。
And eternal life is resurrected life.
我们虽然这个身体有一天会面对死亡。
Even though the body one day will face death.
但是借着耶稣，这个身体将会从死里复活过来。
But through Jesus, the body will resurrect again.
如果一个人悔改，相信耶稣。
If a person repents and believes in Jesus.
那他将会得到这个永生的生命。
Then he will have eternal life.
那么将来他将会从死里复活过来。
And he will rise again.
让我们在神的面前思想我们到底有这个生命。
And let us reflect before God whether we have this life.
我们求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.